This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. On stage at the United Center, Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson praising the Biden-Harris administration for rebuilding a once prosperous black neighborhood in Milwaukee, literally split in two under so-called urban renewal policies of the 1960s.
People of color were displaced, homes destroyed, businesses shuttered, all for a quicker commute. Under Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, we're bringing Bronzeville back.
The bipartisan infrastructure law is also paying to replace deadly lead pipes in older Milwaukee homes. With Kamala Harris rising in the polls, the pressure would appear to be off of down-ballot Democrats in Wisconsin to provide reverse coattails for the presidential ticket. State Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein.
At the beginning, I was saying that a lot of the energy was coming from our candidates on the doors. We were talking and listening to what people wanted, and it was really exciting. But now there's a fusion at the top, and it's just exploding.
Redistricting turned a lot of red legislative districts in Wisconsin purple. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer says that's energizing Democrats in Green Bay, Wausau, Sheboygan, and the Milwaukee suburbs.
Places that were gerrymandered districts for over a decade, and the local communities are thrilled to have an opportunity to finally elect a representative who shares their values.
Democrats are working to cut into Republican majorities in the state assembly and Senate. A federal judge is rejecting calls from Republican lawmakers to give counselors at Wisconsin's troubled youth prisons more leeway in controlling and punishing inmates. GOP lawmakers wanted Judge James Peterson to relax rules for discipline since Counselor Corey Pruill was killed in June. Wisconsin taxpayers who qualify will be able to file their taxes directly with the IRS for free. Taxpayers in 12 states in April saved millions in tax preparation fees. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will weigh in on a case of a high school wrestling championship. The high court will decide if Hayden Halter's family can sue the referee whose unsportsmanlike conduct call might have suspended him for the state tournament. The Waterford High School star was reinstated and won the title. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A potential collaboration between Gateway Technical College and the U.S. Navy could lead to an expansion in Racine County. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports the proposed $5.2 million renovation would double the welding lab's training capacity and offer free 16-week certificate programs in various technical fields. It would be to support a Navy submarine effort. The college's Board of Trustees is scheduled to vote on the proposal, with final approval still needed through the state and the feds. A water service revision is supported by Racine leaders. The Common Council this week voted 8-6 to proceed with negotiations to revise water service agreements with Mount Pleasant. The decision comes amid a dispute where Racine is seeking to renegotiate terms due to lower job creation projections for the Foxconn project. Mount Pleasant is accusing the city of violating existing agreements. Kenosha's Kemper Center keeps having turnover at the top. The nonprofit organization managing Kenosha County's Kemper Center and Anderson Arts Center has had five board members leave, and the newly appointed executive director, Daniel Gashke, says he's departing as well. Gashke, who also serves as vice chair of the Kenosha County Board of Supervisors, cites inability to function under new bylaws as the reason for his resignation. The new Kemper board chairman says they'll begin searching for a new executive director right away. And 30-year-old playground equipment is getting replaced in Kenosha County. The Pleasant Prairie Parks Department is set to begin work at Prairie Springs Park next week. The project, approved by the Village Board earlier this year, features a new inclusive play structure and a poured-in-place rubber surface to accommodate children of all ages and abilities. Construction is expected to take about 3 weeks. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Cards clip the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers had a 6-4 lead heading into the bottom of the ninth, but Devin Williams allowed some walks. St. Louis able to send it into extra innings. The Cardinals loading up the bases in the bottom of the 10th. Nolan Arenado at the plate. Cover John Fox.
Arenado, deep left. Has he done it? Goodbye! Their backs against the wall. Their season virtually on the line. And Nolan Arenado still with some magic. magic.
The final, the Cardinals 10, the Brewers 6. Game 3 today. NFL concerned for Packers running back A.J. Dillon, who's not practicing after suffering a neck stinger in last week's joint practice in Denver. Dillon had a neck stinger at the end of last season.
We want to be safe and smart. You only get one body, so, you know, thinking about how we can be out there and be as protected.
That's Packers running back A.J. Dillon with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you need more reasons to dislike Gwyneth Paltrow, here you go. In a recent New York Post blurb about Chris Martin and Dakota Johnson breaking up or not breaking up, Paltrow, Martin's ex-wife, who he has two kids with, chimed in on her friendship with her ex-husband and Johnson, saying she adores Johnson but also understands people think it's weird because she just passed through it iteratively. Adding, what else can you bring in instead of being resistant to or being made insecure by? There's so much juice in leaning into something like that. What? Unfortunately, my Jenny P to English translator is down, but I think she's trying to sound intelligent. In much more down-to-earth news, Star Wars series The Acolyte will not have a season 2. Despite decent reviews, which include a 78% on Rotten Tomatoes, the fan base was completely divided, and the last thing we need in an election year are nerds throwing down. I can say that because I like Star Wars. Well, if you've already spent 3 hours in the theater watching the first installment of Kevin Costner's Horizon American Saga Chapter 1, hoping to see the next 3 hours, Horizon an American Saga Chapter 2, in theaters, you can't, because it was pulled due to low interest. The title doesn't help. But fear not, Costner fans. Chapter 2 premieres on Max Friday, August 23rd. Fearless comedian Eric Andre says he was racially profiled at the Melbourne airport in Australia. The star of his own show, The Eric Andre Show, in the film Bad Trip, was in Australia for a gig when he says he was pulled out of the security line to be sniffed by the dogs. He said this is not the first time it's happened and currently has a lawsuit pending against the airport in Atlanta for the same type of treatment. Those of you who are fans, I know what you're thinking, but Andre was fully clothed when the incident happened. You can track the trajectory for my addiction if you gauge my weight from season to season. Those are the words of Matthew Perry from his book Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing. Perry says when he was carrying weight, he was drinking, and when he was skinny, it was pills. And when he had a goatee, it was lots of pills. According to the New York Post, series producers Marta Kaufman and David Crane spoke to the Times of London about their process when they learned of Perry's addiction to drugs and alcohol. Crane said they asked Perry if he wanted to leave the show to deal with his substance issues, to which Perry replied, "No, this is really important to me." Perry said in his book that he estimates he spent roughly $9 million in an attempt to become sober. The late star also said that season 9 of Friends was the only season of the show he was fully sober for. Perry was found dead in his hot tub in October 23 from a ketamine overdose. His live-in assistant has recently been charged, along with four others, in connection to Perry's death.
Mostly sunny today, 76 our high this afternoon. The wind southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 79 on Saturday, partly cloudy, with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.